I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Since its founding 90 years ago, the University of New Mexico Press has been telling stories of the American Southwest through fiction, history, poetry, and scholarship. And many of those stories, of course, have dealt with Native and Indigenous cultures. This year, UNM Press will start to tell those stories in a new and very contemporary way, through graphic novels and nonfiction by Native American writers and illustrators. With me is UNM Press Director Stephen Hull. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Your important collaborator on this series is a unique Native-owned business right here in Albuquerque, Red Planet Books and Comics.
That's right. They are self-described the world's only indigenous-owned comic shop, which is pretty cool in its own right. But the other side of what they started to do a few years ago is to publish Native American comic books, one or two of which they'd collected into the graphic novel format. Now, I didn't really grow up reading graphic novels. To me, it's more of a contemporary thing. I mean, if you're from Europe, you grew up with graphic novels. They've been around and really part of book culture in a much more significant way. Here, they're still considered relatively new in the last 10 or 15 years. But it's a sort of a unique way of telling stories. And what Red Planet has been doing is aligning with Native American writers and Native American artists and illustrators. Some of them have been around a while. Some of them are really new and just coming up. And they've published six or seven so far, different comics, standalone issues, and a couple that they'd collected into graphic novels. And I'm interested in the graphic novel format, and UNM Press has such a long history of publishing in Native American studies, both scholarship and also publishing Native American history, Native American literature, that I thought this would be a really interesting thing to do. So I went back and met with them and pitched this idea, and they are just delighted about it.
And what role does UNM Press play in this partnership?
What UNM Press brings to them is deeper pockets and greater reach, national and international distribution. We have the wherewithal to sign authors and illustrators, pay them in advance, take on the fairly complex workflow of, art, illustration, design, printing, color matching, etc., without resorting to a Kickstarter campaign, which is, I think, wonderfully what Red Planet had been doing to fund their comic books. So we bring things to the table, and they bring things to the table in the sense that they have this, incredible footprint in the world of Native American literature, arts, and letters, both on the retail side as a comic book store and as a producer of Native American comic books. The other thing that they have is very good relationships with Native American libraries, Native American schools, Native American stores, really across the West and in some ways across the country. So it's a wonderful partnership.
And you already have your first book set, and it's by quite an important name in Native American experimental fiction.
I would say in American fiction, Stephen Graham Jones, an incredible, incredibly prolific writer of horror, gothic, I'm not sure you'd say sci-fi, but certainly speculative literature of all kinds. And he has this absolutely wonderful novel that he conceived as a graphic novel called Memorial Ride. And we are scheduled to publish it, if all goes to plan, in the spring of 2021.
And that will be the first.
That will be the first under the Red Planet Books co-publication series imprint.
And what kind of books, Stephen, do you foresee being part of this series?
Really, I think anything that bears on the Native American experience, and that can be graphic novels like Memorial Ride. It can also be graphic nonfiction and graphic histories. One of the first projects that Lee Francis of Red Planet mentioned to me was something they had been sort of kicking around, which is kind of a history of Native Americans in baseball. And I'm like, absolutely. Yes, that is incredible. What a wonderful idea. So that's, I hope, going to be next up on the drawing board. But we would also love to do things that may skew a little bit younger and may go into schools on a sort of state-by-state basis. So we're looking at doing graphic histories of Native American experience in different states, in New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Texas. And I think if that's a series that we can conceive correctly so that it's, you know, sort of appealing, compelling, meets educational standards and is at a good price, and we can find the talent pool to really help execute it, I think it would be a wonderful thing to do.
I think maybe we should clarify for some people what a graphic book is.
Similar to a comic book, but longer, and it's generally more in the format of what you'd think of as a regular paperback book, and over 100 pages or so. Some of them are 400 pages. Some of them are black and white. Some of them are full color. They really run this huge gamut of styles. The thing they have in common, I think, is that they still tell stories, both visually and narratively. So, for instance, if you look at the manuscript for Stephen Graham Jones' Memorial Ride, it's set out in pages and panels. And the writer has given us the text for each panel and a description of what's going on in that panel. And then it will be up to the artist to bring that to life.
And this art can be quite distinguished.
Absolutely. And that's a piece of the puzzle and part of the workflow that Red Planet will really bring to this. In some ways, we're managing the text and the production, the contracting, all that sort of thing, distribution. They're really managing the art workflow. They've got a pool of artists and illustrators from which we will, you know, agree on who we want to work with. And then they'll really manage the process of, you know, giving us finished boards. Of course, they're not boards anymore. It's all, you know, it's all graphic in design files, right?
How unusual is it, Stephen, for a university press to be publishing a graphic novel?
It's fairly unusual, but not unprecedented. Oxford University Press, a little older than we are at about 500 years, they have a series of graphic novels. The main one that I would consider to be kind of analogous to sort of what we're going for, it's actually called Dead Reckoning, and it's published by the Naval Institute Press, which is affiliated with the United States Naval Academy. And they publish a lot of books on, you know, military history, naval history, etc. But their Dead Reckoning print does really interesting graphic military histories and told in this, you know, visually and narratively compelling way that I think appeals to sort of a whole new audience. So we're not the first university press to dip a toe into graphic novels and histories. We will be the first to really have a series dedicated to Native American graphic novels. There is nobody else doing that.
Right. What interested you about this, Stephen? Why did you leap at it the first time you went to Red Planet Books?
Publishing remains, in a lot of ways, a fairly non-scientific enterprise. We don't do a lot of focus groups. We're not hiring market research firms and branding and all this sort of stuff. We try to ask intelligent questions, rely on our experience, but a lot of what we do comes down to something that I've for a long time called the oh cool test, which means if you tell an idea to 10 people and 8 of them go, oh cool, then it's probably worth pursuing. And I would say that Red Planet graphic novels, that's a 10 out of 10. UNM Press is 90 years old this year. It's always been our mission to not only publish scholarship in particular disciplines, which we do, but to really be what we call the publisher of New Mexico. We're the biggest publisher in the state. Not the oldest. The Press at the Palace of the Governors has that distinction. But it's always been our mission to really publish non-scholarly, regular trade books by, for, and about New Mexico, and in some ways to sort of present New Mexico to the world. And as part of that mission, I really set out to try to involve UNM Press in partnerships. And we've got a handful on the board right now. This one with Red Planet, I did sort of jump on as a wonderful way to really collaborate with a really interesting important, scrappy little independent outfit, you know, right here in Albuquerque. It's the only one of its kind in the world doing really interesting work.
Right. So we should expect to see the first book in the series 2021.
Spring of 2021, I'll knock wood.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Director Stephen Hall has been talking about a new series from the University of New Mexico Press. It's called Red Planet Books, graphic novels and graphic nonfiction by and about Native Americans. Collaboration with Albuquerque's Red Planet Books and Comics. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.